All right, we're back to 235, 203 Wildwood Drive.
Can I ask a question? I can't read the number. On page two of his thing here, what is that number?
Talk about the 39.
Yeah, what is that for?
That's supposed to be the assessment, but we had the wrong number in our system. So that's wrong. That we thought that's what the assessment was. That's not what we think it's worth.
Was that a 3.9? Was that 3.9 there before you did the income approach?
Because somehow we got that 3.9 number from somewhere.
Like I said, he and I were working on the cloud with a spreadsheet that he could change too.
Okay.
And we were going back and forth on stuff. That wasn't the final number, though. He knew that. That's why I even sent him an email and said, please bring it to BOE because I just didn't have time. Because I couldn't get all the answers from him. He's a busy man on breaking out. He didn't give me all the information the other hotel owners gave me. You see what I'm saying?
Mr. Willer.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I was thought, and Jeff may have another, but for one, we have been giving people the opportunity on these. If there is some information that the assessor, if you don't think it's going to matter, we won't do it. You don't have to do it. But if there's some information that the assessor could still use to potentially get your value down on an income approach basis, then we have been telling people that we would agree to table it so that you can see if you can do that, and if you can't, then we'll make a decision either way. But if there is some benefit to you, to Mr. Meyer presenting information that she still thinks that she needs for her calculation that might drop your value to an agreeable level, I don't know.
I don't know what other information she would need from an income basis. I mean, if she's talking about depreciation, amortization, and interest, those are impermissible expenses that they don't even matter. In fact, if they did matter, they would drive the value down even lower. Yeah. All the income and expense information is here. This is what Mr. Meyer gave us. This is what we're basing it off of.
And the cost approach value, it's my understanding you're not really arguing the cost approach value, you're just saying we had a COVID year, help us.
And they had a 30% reduction.
We're arguing market value as of 1/1/21, and that's mainly due to COVID.
And market value does factor.
Sure. So, and you think market value is way below the cost to reconstruct?
Well, obviously it's going to cost, with the way lumber prices are right now, it'd be astronomical to replace it new. But obviously you would carve out depreciation, obsolescence, and that the obsolescence factor due to COVID would be quite large, anywhere from 15 to 50%.
I do understand the COVID, and we've had a lot of people come in here and they have benefited from the income approach to get their costs down. More of my concern in this particular case with the Comfort Inn is that it has not been reassessed in so long that it should have been up.
I mean, that's the case for all these hotels. They haven't changed in 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
So, per Missouri statute, you're supposed to be revaluing every 2 years, right? So,
of course, this assessor is new. I don't think they were done. Yeah, they weren't.
So, in essence, they have been revalued every 2 years. Now, whatever methodologies the prior assessor had done, I never dealt with him. So, that's not entirely accurate. Right. We dealt with him back in 18, I think.
Yeah, I think the reality is they just weren't. We don't have any BOE appeals. We don't have anything.
Okay.
And that's more of my concern. We appreciate Mr. Meyer and what he does for this community. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to be fair across the board.
Right.
And I think my inclination in this, because it hasn't been evaluated in so long, would probably to apply a 10% discount, especially given COVID, and that would bring it down to 3.125. 282 on the Comfort Inn, and obviously if he doesn't agree with that and wants to present information on appraisals or whatever, can go to the tax commission. That's assuming it even passes. But 3,125,282, that's 10% off the value on this.
So you're gonna do that on all of these then?
No, we're dealing with this one here specifically.
We're dealing with this. We just need to know the facts. We may apply that.
Okay.
We may apply that. We may apply more on other ones. But I know you've got other ones, so we'll try to run through them.
Well, do you want to make a motion in this regard?
I would
regard?
Make a motion to reduce the assessed value to $3,125,282.
You want his assessed value at $3,000?
No, appraised.
Appraised value, excuse me. That was
yeah, I'm sure he didn't want his assessed value at that.
No. That made a heart attack.
Yeah, thank you. So, appraised, yeah.
Well, I live to get breast health.
I get it.
Okay, appraised value, $3,125,282.
So we have a motion on the table to change BOE number 235, appraised value to $3,125,282. We have a motion. I'll second the motion. All in favor of the motion, say aye. Aye. Motion passes. BOE number 236, 3215 West 76 Boulevard, current appraised value is $3,398,854. You're requesting it to be what?
$1,690,100.
And which property is this?
This would be the Best Western Center Point Inn.
Do we have any kind of income calculations on this particular one?
It's the same for all of them. It's, I provided the income and expense.
Did you do an income approach on this particular?
I did all of them.
Okay, and those income approaches, are they coming out? Are all of these on cost basis? Is that what you have on these?
We have cost and we have income approach because he gave me numbers. Okay. And so his income valuation, income and expense is $3,849,578.
Okay, let me ask you this so I can try to shorten this up then. On each one of these properties, is the income approach that on the data he's given you coming out above the cost value?
A little bit, yeah.
On each one?
No. Some of them are coming down.
Some of them are coming down.
So what's the cost value on this one?
The cost value on this one is on your paper, or
yeah, this one.
$3,398,854.
Okay, so it's on cost.
And the income approach came out to $3,849,578.
And again, this has been sitting at the same spot for several years too. Okay. Roughly.
And I would argue.
So we're.
I would argue on this one. Historically, had been overassessed based on my income analysis.
So that actually had an increase in the last in 20. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
In 2007, it was 3,323,313, and then 2008. Until 2020, it's been 2,977,219 for appraised values.
In 2020, it was 2,9 what?
2,977,21. I'm sorry, 217. It went down $2 from there. I read it wrong.
I can see it. Yeah.
So you'll see on. Page 1, 2, 3, 4 of my pro forma, my stabilized value was $2,258,000. So that would, I would argue that historically it had been sitting over assessed. And then once you take into account the COVID impairment, that's where I get to the $1,600,000.
So last year it was $2,977,217. This year it's $3,398,854.
If I applied a 10% discount, it would be $3,158,000.
Do I make a motion in that regard?
I am going to make the same motion or a similar motion to reduce the assessed value to
$3,058,968. Wait, are we on dash 238?
236.
236, okay. And what was the number you said?
$3,058,968. Or not assessed value, appraised value.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor to change the valuation of BOE number 236 to 3,058,968. We have a motion. I'll second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. BOE number 238. This is 203 Wildwood Drive. Can you share with us about that one, sir?
This should be 3257 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Which hotel is it?
Brett?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's the Best Western Music Capital Inn. So, I mean, it appears that you're going to be making the adjustment on the costs. This one, I mean, this was the case with the previous one, too. This one increased $600,000, or sorry, $500,000 in market value. If you're going to be making some reduction, we at least request that it be taken down to the previous year's assessment, because we don't think any sort of increase in appraised value is warranted.
This cost, okay, and again, is this one that's been the same for?
It is.
That one's been the same only for 5 years.
Since 2015.
So it went from 23.
25.
And my income number went down versus cost.
On this one?
Yes.
What was the income? Did you have an income analysis number on yours, Mr. Willard?
Yeah, I had two of them. Income analysis as stabilized with the impairment came out to $914,430. My income analysis, assuming increases in ADR and occupancy, came out to $1,168,920, which is the basis of my request.
And what did your income?
$2,255,634.
2 million what?
255. 634.
That would be that'd be at or below last year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd be okay with that.
I see you that much.
Okay. Well, on that one, if you've done an income approach, you said you'd be acceptable with that.
Yep.
2,255,634.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we reduce the appraised value to 2,255,634.
I will second that motion. All in favor, aye. Say aye. Aye. Motion passes. Do you need me to repeat that, Wes?
Yes, please.
All right. Motion was passed and seconded on BOE number 238. That's 3257 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. Appraised valuation was changed to $2,255,634, and that is based off the income approach that the assessor had. BOE number 240, this is 5150 Gretna Road.
So this is for the Comfort Inn and Suites, Branson Meadows. I want to make sure I have the correct market value. Current is $3,939,298. Is that correct?
Yes. I have you down as $3.939.
So the last year's market, the 19 and 20 market value was just shy of $3.2 million. My value request is $3 million. I think at least last year's value would be acceptable.
Is there any kind of income approach on this one?
Yeah, I've got $3,900,000.
Okay. What was the cost approach on it?
That's what we're seeing on the paper, correct?
Okay. So it's basically this, about the same.
Just a second.
My value request is $3 million.
So
based on income.
And it went up 700 and something thousand, it appears. It did have an increase. It had been touched. And it looked like in 2018, it did go up from what it was in 2017.
Just a second.